You have been listening to the Radius Sketchpad program produced for...
Busy singer, that's what I get when I come.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ICRA.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world, right here at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, and via the web at wavefarm.org.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars? Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump? Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you. It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee. Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Rob Saffer of Woodstock, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Here is this week's environmental news from WGXC. Go to the WGXC newsroom, WGXC.org, for more about these stories and others. And Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting for the Times Union that a green slick of toxic bacteria has formed on a large section of the Wallkill River in Ulster County over the past several days. Commonly referred to as algae blooms, these slicks actually consist of a toxic form of cyanobacteria, which can be harmful to humans and deadly to dogs. The Department of Environmental Conservation received 9 reports of the toxic bloom during the past week on a section of the Wallkill from the village of Newpaltz to Sturgeon Pool in Rifton. There's been an additional report of cyanobacteria in the Wallkill tributary Roundout Creek in Rosendale, suggesting the slick might be spreading to the city of Kingston. But according to Dan Shapley, the co-director of science and patrol for the environmental group Riverkeeper, the size of the slick is far greater. Shapley said the slick extends more than 14 miles from the community gardens in Newpaltz to Creek Locks in Rosendale, where the Wallkill meets the Roundout. Cyanobacteria can release toxins that can cause irritation and a burning sensation when touching human skin. Ingesting or breathing in droplets of water with these toxins can lead to illness, and some people experience allergic reactions and breathing difficulties when exposed, according to the Department of Environmental Conservation. The slicks can be much more harmful to dogs, resulting in stumbling, difficulty breathing, elevated heart rate, seizures, convulsions, and paralysis. Dogs occasionally die from exposure, according to Shapley. Cyanobacteria develops in water bodies when two distinct conditions exist: high levels of nitrogen and phosphorus, both of which are found in fertilizer, and warm, still water. This is not the first time the slicks have struck the Wallkill. Blooms have been reported near Newpaltz dating back to 2015, according to the DEC. A bloom in 2016 affected 30 miles of the river from Montgomery to Orange County to Rosendale and lasted for more than 50 days. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Lauren Harkowick is reporting in the Times Union. The Cary Institute, a local nonprofit environmental organization, has asked Congress for a hearing on why the government's current practices for limiting invasive pests are not working. Invasive pests like the emerald ash borer and Asian longhorned beetle pose irreversible threats to the state's forest ecosystems by targeting native trees and, in some cases, threatening to wipe them out for good. According to the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies, based in Millbrook, Dutchess County, the pests that primarily enter the country through packaging used in international trade is, and I quote, one of the most severe and urgent threats facing U.S. trees, end quote. In July, the Institute delivered a petition with more than 1,700 signatures to the U.S. House and Senate Agriculture Committees requesting a congressional hearing on invasive forest pests. Cary's Dr. Gary Lovett said last week that he wants Congress to investigate what is currently being done and why government agencies' current practices for keeping invasive pests out are not working. Asked why he thinks current practices are not working, Lovett said the government is not being firm enough in its regulatory standards for international trade. International trade is how most invasive pests get into the country, often through wooden packaging, such as wood pallets. Pests like emerald ash borer and hemlock woolly adelgid could dramatically change the forest landscape of the Northeast, and New York is the hardest hit in the country. Emerging major concerns, Lovett said, are the spotted lanternfly, which attacks grapes and apples, and the Asian longhorn beetle, which attacks maples. Read the full story in the Times Union. Clarence Fanto in the Berkshire Eagle reports on how the current drought will affect the fall foliage. The experts asked say the colorful leaves this year could be delayed and less vibrant. In Pittsfield, Massachusetts, for instance, only 0.80 inches of rain have fallen so far this month, far short of the 3-inch long-term average for the first 24 days of August. The U.S. Drought Monitor has much of the Hudson Valley in a moderate or severe drought. AccuWeather meteorologist Tom Kind said, and I quote, "It's not going to be a great fall for observing leaf colors. You need beneficial rain, you don't want it really hot, but we've struck out on those," end quote. Fall foliage expert Jim Salge at Yankee Magazine was more optimistic. Salge said, and I quote, "With the warmer weather and the drought, we're expecting a shorter than usual season, that's a guarantee, and plenty of red colors more likely than not. Reds are beautiful. Some of our best foliage years have been abnormally dry years," end quote. But if the drought continues, leaves are likely to turn brown prematurely and dry out. Karen Lombard, Director of Stewardship and Restoration for Massachusetts at the Nature Conservancy, said, and I quote, "Species such as maples that provide the most brilliant displays are more sensitive to drought than other species," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you are there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 59 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 65 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE, 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
And your Rip Van Winkle Sandbar weekend recreational appearance times are on Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and again from 8:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. On Sunday, it shows up 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and again from 9 p.m. to 12:45 a.m. current will be strong both days. Sunset today will be at 7:28 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:11 a.m. Looking way up, we see flare chances are up today. GPS glitching could occur. Early next week, we have a fair chance of catching some CME action. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 MHz, fair across the board overnight with good conditions below 8 MHz. The current sunspot number is 94, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ralph Gartner of Valencia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Number
10, 10, 10,
10, 10, 10, 10,
10.
Ready.
Thank you.
That was Patrick Andy from his 2022 album Living in Mount Zion. That was Got to Give Some Help Dub on 90.7 FM.
Number nine.
Next, we hear 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe. The song is a cover of Richard and Linda Thompson's You're Going to Need Somebody from the 2022 album Evolution, Here We Come. Next on the radio, we tune in Phoenicia's Matthew O'Neill, who does a radio show on WGXC. This is from his 2022 album, Songs of Connection. It's called Wrong Response.
You got the wrong response to every problem, because you don't see
things correctly. Go back to the places that they left. Go back to remember what they forget. It was past them. It's not your fault yet. Time to reconnect with your kin. And we'll fly on the wings of a dove.
Number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
You took it out, but you can put it back. You took it out, but you can put it back again. You took a swig and then you take a crack. You're running quick, but you're running off the track. One piece to break the fall, one wave to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button.
it in broad. Took a taste and then you spit it back up. You threw the rock just to watch it splash. Sick as a dog and you're digging through the trash. One taste to break the fall. One way to take us all to shore. Can't say it's what you're bargaining for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of the edge of the edge of the edge.
That was 2022 new music from Panda Bear from Animal Collective and Sonic Boom. The song's called Edge of the Edge on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number 6.
Home again, yeah. I'll bury the action between the window and the kingdom of God.
2022 new music there from Black Country New Road. The song is called Chaos Space Marine. On the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Numbers.
Five.
Matthew Shipp on piano, Michael Bizio on bass, and Newman Taylor Baker on drums. This is the Matthew Shipp Trio from their 2022 album World Construct. This is Beyond Understanding. Thank you.
number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
All right, here is 2022 new music from US Girls, or Us Girls, depending on how you want to pronounce it. The song is called So Typically Now on the radio at 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3
That was Palinville's Florist with June 9th Nighttime from their 2022 album Florist.
Number
two.
You're tuned into the radio, WGXC, and this is 2022 new music collaboration between Stereolab and Nurse with Wound. It's called Simple Headphone Mind on the radio at WGXC.org.
Simple headphone.
white milky white milky white.
2022 new music milky from Stereolab and Nurse with Wound. White. Simple headphone mind.
Milky white.
Number
one.
Here's Nigerian guitarist Madur Maktur with the song Umur Har, the drum machine version, from the 2022 album Niger EP Volume 1.